This conference will now be recorded.
Hello, everybody. It's David Grizzle with this week's voicemail. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the need for continuous, thoughtful, engaging performance management. I said this was a challenge for some managers who have to deal with the awkwardness that comes with addressing performance issues. Okay? So last week, I was having a brown bag lunch with a group of folks who have been involved in designing and implementing this amazing ATO career planning tool that you've heard me talk about before. My anchor person on the lunch was Sean Corbett, who sort of runs this tool. And you got to picture this. Everybody at this lunch is really passionate about career planning and development. So when I'm going around the room getting people's names and a sense of what they're interested in, Carolyn Mushoff, of Aeronav Products, hits me with this question of why career planning for the people under them isn't more commonly a performance objective of all managers, like a requirement. Her question caught me up short because she was obviously right. As part of any effective performance management, managers should also talk with their people about their career development. But like discussing performance issues, many managers can struggle here as well. After all, both topics come with a lot of relational stress. Managers have to identify their employees' strengths, identify areas for improvement, and discuss ways for them to take the next step, whether it be in their designated job tasks or with their career advancement. We need to improve our communication in both of these areas. It's unfair to employees if managers don't tell them where they're falling short of expectations, and it can be just as harmful if managers don't assist employees in building on their strengths by identifying career opportunities. And let me stress that it should be a career path that is an appropriate extension of their strengths and abilities. People need to know if they have ambitions that don't match their skill set and giftedness. For example, you might be really good at engaging with other people and not so good with numbers. But if you're aiming at a job in budget analysis, you could spend a lot of energy pursuing an area that's really not your strength. And just as often, people aren't ambitious enough and sell themselves short. And some people have ambitions that are just going to be difficult to satisfy at the FAA. And those folks ought to be considering a different agency or the private sector, maybe an airline. Be sure and talk with your team about which training programs might be right for them. We have Program for Emerging Leaders, the Air Traffic Leadership Development Program, the Technical Operations Leadership Development Program, and others. And everyone should take advantage of the ATO's career planning and succession planning programs. Nearly 2,000 people have already built career plans through the ATO's career planning tool. This tool includes information about dozens of positions and potential career paths within the ATO. It covers positions in air traffic, technical operations, headquarters, the service centers, engineering services, and at the academy. Through this tool, you identify your career interests and professional strengths. You'll learn about the knowledge, skills, experience, and development you'll need to be successful in your career choices. Starting from where you are now, you'll see the various jobs you can move to, some above you, some lateral to you. By developing a personalized plan, you'll then gain access to tens of thousands of free or low-cost career planning resources, including ebooks and online courses. And we're in the process of putting together the ATO Succession Planning Program, or SPP. We've identified mission-critical positions at the mid-level and senior level, and we'll be looking to recruit a pool of candidates who are prepared to fill these positions when vacancies occur. For the pilot program, we'll be creating a pool for the air traffic manager position at our level 10 to 12 facilities, and a pool for the technical operations manager position. Towards the end of this year, we'll open up an application period for those who want to be part of one of these pools. While being a participant doesn't guarantee consideration for a position, you'll receive feedback and development in order to prepare for the target position, and you'll gain visibility through an executive-level talent review process as part of a two-year program. Lastly, let me stress that when we evaluate an employee's strengths for future career advancement, be sure to think about their leadership potential and not just their technical expertise. If someone could be an effective leader, we want to put them in the right seat, even if it's an area they didn't traditionally come up in. We need to have controllers who take up leader positions in tech ops. We need to have people who came up as technicians taking on leadership roles in the program management office, and so on. In closing, Managers should be a guiding force when it comes to their employees' career growth. As we do that, we'll strengthen our performance management system and the organization. Thanks, folks. Have a great week.
Thank you. Goodbye.
The moderator has disconnected.